a man called Fidelis came to one of our Maranatha gatherings. He's a great Christian from Zimbabwe. He's the shadow minister of education. He's had 6 attempts on his life, and he's been left dead 3 times on the roadside. When he was in America not many weeks ago, Mugabe's secret police came with tanks and guns and entered in his house and wrecked it all and smashed the barricades down. And when they found he wasn't there, proceeded to beat up and attack his wife and his children and his grandchildren. He said, "Look, last night I had a dream. I dreamt that Morgan Tsvangirai, who was the leader of the opposition, who was in prison, was surrounded by 60 people in his cell praying." And he said, "In my dream, the doors opened. How many people were kneeling around the table? 60. There was the sign God gave. And we pounded on the gates of heaven. We said, 'Lord, we want this man out of that prison.'" 6 days later, Fidelis, who was still in London, rang me. He was weeping. He said, "Dennis, you're not going to believe this. 2 hours ago, the doors opened and Morgan walked free." We are called to be one family with one father. So you, my sister, whose name I don't know, you are my sister, you are my brother. We've only just met, but because we meet in Christ, we're members of the same family, and we're loving brothers and sisters, yes? Yeah. "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, that you have love one for another as brothers and sisters." If we separate from the body, we die. A living body. I don't want to be a member of a corpse. And the body of Christ is not only living, as all bodies, it's breathing, it's moving, it has vitality. When Jesus was here in earthly form, his body was used by Almighty God as an instrument of healing. Through the body and presence of Jesus, the blind saw, the deaf heard, the lame walked. Therefore, if you and I are members of the living body of Christ, we are called to be instruments of healing. Remember that Jesus said, "Ask and you will receive." He did not say, "Ask and you may receive." You will receive. Every prayer of blessing and healing is answered without exception. It may not be answered in the way you expect. We can be healed without being cured. We can be cured without being healed. But rest assured that if we are the body of Christ, he will reveal his power to heal. I pray for those who will believe in me, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. So that the world may believe. The gospel is about reconciliation. Reconciliation between men and women. Reconciliation between humanity and creation. The biblical word is righteousness, which means right relationships. And we are in a society which has wrong relationships. We live in a world which is riven between divisions between black and white, between young and old, between the rich and the poor. God unites, the devil divides. Whose side are you on? Who is there with whom you have a wrong relationship now? Can you remember a word spoken to you as a child which hurt you? Can you remember an injustice inflicted upon you by your school teacher? Unfinished business. Wake up. Do it now. Stop talking about loving your neighbor. Begin to love your neighbor. Stop talking about forgiving. Start forgiving. I ran a Christian meeting on the theme, "Get the hell out of here." But it was the youngsters who devised it. They said, "God wants to get the hell out of here. The hell of human suffering, of children without enough food in their stomachs. God is wanting to challenge the hell on earth. Go, get the hell out of here."